welcome to another edition of the Chicago Free School's very own radio show, We Are Talk Show. Today we've got a gaggle of fantastic segments, a pod of wonder and mystery, a group of fun. And we're going to start things off, speaking of mystery, with a very mysterious segment indeed, from the one, the only,
Markiplier.
Hello once again, audience. Today's Markiplier. And I'm not Markiplier at all, I'm Keon Davis. Okay, today I will be talking about superheroes. And one is kind of one of my favorites, and he's in a lot of video games. Not a lot, just... Yeah, not a lot, but he's kind of one of my favorite. He is from Splatterhouse. It's a very good game, and I love it. And the game is basically about finding your girlfriend, Ken. I forgot the name. It's like Jen. She's Jen. Finding your girlfriend called Jen from this crazy scientist dude trying to bring back his wife. And you basically are her boyfriend, and you basically have, the whole point of the game is saving your girlfriend. And not going to spoil the ending for you, but you have, like, superpowers. One is you get this bone mask, as you know from all the Splatterhouse games, and the bone mask is kind of like a god. Didn't do much research on him, but... He's like a god, and that's about it. Trying to save a girlfriend, he's like, blah, 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 blah.
Cool.
Blah, blah.
Can I say cool?
Sure you can, audience. Yes, you can.
Cool!
Now, a very important segment from No-No and Mr. Anonymous.
The Griffin, or Gryphon, is a legendary creature with the body, tail, and back legs of a lion, the head and wings of an eagle, and an eagle's talons and its front feet. Because the lion was traditionally considered king of the beasts and the eagle the king of birds, the griffin was thought to be an especially powerful and majestic creature. The griffin was also thought of as the king of all creatures. Griffins are known for guarding treasures and priceless possessions.
Kraken is a legendary sea monster of large proportions that is said to dwell off the coasts of Norway and Greenland. The legend may have originated from sightings of a giant squid that are estimated to grow to 12 to 15 meters and 40 to 50 feet in length, including the tentacles. The sheer size and fierce appearance attributed to the Kraken have made it a common ocean-dwelling monster in various fictional works.
Mythology, a phoenix or fennix is a long-lived bird that is cyclically regenerated or reborn. Associated with the sun, a phoenix obtains new life by arising from the ashes of its predecessor. The phoenix was subsequently adopted as a symbol in early Christianity. While the phoenix typically dies by fire in most versions of the legend, there are less popular versions in the myth in which the mythical bird dies and simply decomposes before being reborn again. According to some legends, the phoenix could live over 1,400 years before rebirth. Heterodox, Lucan, Pliny the Elder, Pope Clement, and Lactantius, Ovid, and Isidore of Seville are among those who have contributed to the retelling and transmission of the phoenix motif.
And for all you chatterboxes out there, we've got a very special segment on iPhones. from the one, the only, Junior.
Hello, Junior here, talking about the iPhone 6 today, a review. And I'm about to start reading it off Google.com. Why do we have the Apple iPhone 6? Well, despite record sales, the Cupertino frame brand was heading for a fall. Not this year or the next, but the brand had been trading on the same phone for 4 years, and something big was needed to keep it current. So with that, the iPhone 6 and its bigger brother, the iPhone 6 Plus, were born to keep Apple at the sharp end of a market that was staring to lust after powerful big-screen smartphones with clever and premium design. And judging by the sheer avalanche of money Apple has made in its Cleveland, that seems to have been the case with the one only iPhone being sold every 10 seconds, apparently. The iPhone 6 certainly addresses a number of the problems Apple had developed coming with a much larger screen, although not dramatically increasing the size of the phone. A boosted processor, better camera, improved battery, and crudely overhauled design. This is the sixth iPhone I've reviewed now, and there's a real sense that this one is really rather different. I wrote in 2013 that Apple was becoming more aware that the time when it could define what consumers would buy in the smartphone is ending. And with the 47-inch screen, it's clear they had to admit defeat in the small screen market. There will be some of that will miss that screen size, maintaining that they don't want a bigger display on their phone. But nearly all of those people won't have spent any incredible time with the larger device. And believe that a good portion of you thinking you need a smaller phone will quickly come to appreciate the power a bigger headset brings without hurting quality. All right, I'm out.
Hello, and we're back on our very special news report, and we're interviewing a guy named Benjamin Franklin! Give him a hand, even though he died a bunch of years ago. Came back from the dead. So, would you like to say a word to our sponsors?
Hi, my name is Benji.
So, Benji, should I call you Benji or Benjamin?
Benji.
Okay. So, everybody's been wondering, are you really a girl?
Yes, he is. Yes, I am.
Okay, so, what hotel did you check into last before you died?
I checked the Benjamin Hotel, and there were a lot of good food.
What type of food?
Veggie kind of food.
Interesting, very descriptive. So, how's it going?
Good.
So, what have you done today?
I slept.
So, what's the stuff you do, like, every day, like, your everyday schedule?
I like to write my name is Benji a million times.
Interesting. So, where do you do that?
I write it on a chalkboard that I have at home.
Oh, because some of our viewers thought that you wrote it at the chalkboard at the Benjamin Franklin School.
No.
Okay. So, anything else you have to say?
Do you have a Benji?
Well, that's our news from Benji. He came back from the dead, and see what a live wire he is. Bye-bye.
Well, yes, it's me, the one, the only, awesome Kyan. Anyway, just so you know, everybody and anybody is here today at the one, the only, HPNC School. And now, Russell is selling $1 million to anyone who comes to HPNC. And guess where Russell has left his pants. Anyway, I'd like to announce that... Wait, what? We're having technical difficulties. Please. And stay seated. Got it? Well, that was very, 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 very disturbing. We are so sorry that... Shut up! We are so sorry that... I said shut up, you idiot! Anyway, come to HPNC now. And if you can guess where Russell left his pants, he will give you $1 million.
I fixed the system.
Quit the sound. What's wrong with you? Everything.
Hello, this is Shy Maddox reporting to my segments, I suppose. Well, you may know me as Jen, that's my radio name, whatever. So, Samsung decided to kick off April Fool's Day a bit early by announcing a new version of the Samsung Galaxy S6. Or so they claim. It's actually just a hoax. They call it the S6 Edge Blade Edition, which they're calling the sharpest, smartest knife you can buy. But of course, it's just a hoax, as is demonstrated by the video. It's like impossible to do that. Anyway, beyond that, the LG G4 may use the Snapdragon 808 processor. Quite interesting, right? They said they were going to use the 810 originally, but the 808? This is odd. Now, the original Maze Runner, Pac-Man, is going to appear on Google Maps. Well, it is actually technically there already. So, the video game invasion on our lives has officially begun. Well, more or less. Xiaomi celebrates its, 5th birthday, Xiaomi, the phone company, and is announcing the Redmi 2A. Well, it's a smart scale, what do you expect? But, should be interesting. And, this is your last chance to enter the Stack Social giveaway of the Samsung Tab S 8.4. So, if you want it like I do, get it while it's there. Of course it's a giveaway, so you might not get it. I mean, probably not. Anyway, beyond that, there's not much. Let's kick it off with Ryoma and his gaming stuff.
Yay, Mario Party 10 can be so awesome. So, in this new Mario Party 10 that came out a week ago, they added this awesome thing called Bowser Party, which Bowser is an NPC that you play really, really harsh games, and he controls you, and he breaks things around you, and you have to run away from him in every way. And they also added a few characters, Toadette, Spike, stuff like that.
Interesting. Sounds very fun.
Yes.
But Mario Party isn't my piece of cake. Or my style, you know. Anyway, that pretty much sums it up. Any last words?
Nope. Mini games.
Here we are. And here we're gone. Bye.
How is everybody doing today? I'm coming in. Paul looks like Clay. I'm coming in. I'm on this beat. We all in. Caleb's so funny. I don't know what to say.
But is he really?
Yes. Alright guys, let's stop it with the rap. How's everybody doing today? You know I'm coming with the daily vlog. So everybody's been in the arguments a lot for the free school. Russell, do you like to say anything about this stuff?
Well, we're committed to conflict resolution here, and it sounds like we had a couple conflicts that needed to be resolved just today.
And did they get solved today, Russell?
I think they did.
Did all of them get solved?
It sounds like they did.
Sounds like they did, Russell.
Yeah, we got together as a community because first we had them try to talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
If one of them wasn't committed to talking it out, then I came out there, Lauren came out there. In our case, it was us, but other teachers would come out there and try to work with them to mediate. And if that didn't work out, we got together as a council meeting and focused on what each person in the conflict wanted from the other and moved forward from there.
Yes, we did, guys. This is what the free school is about, right, Paul? Do you have anything to comment on this?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, guys, so let's move on. Tell me why you're listening to this free school radio. I know you aren't here. You're probably like, why am I asking you this? But if you just send a note to HPNC Club and tell me why you're listening to this. I'd like to advertise the school as being co-owner. I'm resigning next year. I won't be here. But Russell, I don't know about his future, but we did pretty good so far. Everybody's doing good on our radio show. This will probably be my lag segment, so hope everybody had a good time, because, you know, fire in the hole messed me up. So, I just want to say emotional goodbye. Bye, guys. This is the end of it. I'm selling my 50% away.
To me.
To whoever is giving me the amount of money that I need. Buy Shark Tank. Hopefully I meet Mark Cuban. Be a billionaire. Bye, guys.
Okay, goodbye. This is a goodbye song.
Tomorrow.
I really hate it, but goodbye.
It was David's fault.